I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Lay hold upon God with holy, unquenchable fire in her soul. My, when men start to pray earnestly, things happen. You're not just playing around. We want to cease from playing around and really pray.
And you should go home and pray to Almighty God. And don't despair and say the cause is lost. God's cause is never lost, sir. God's cause always wins. And I'd rather be out in the wilderness with God's cause than in the palace with the devil's cause. For one day the wilderness shall be glad, and it shall blossom as a rose.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. We were just listening there to Dr. Ian Paisley, the late Dr. Paisley. We haven't played any quotes from him in a while, but as many of you know, Dr. Paisley, one of my favorite preachers ever, and the reason is because he was just a very, very powerful, God-fearing Christian man. He was involved, obviously, he was a preacher, he was a minister throughout his adult life, but at the same time, he got involved in the politics there in Northern Ireland. He was a very prominent figure and fought for godliness, fought for the Bible in the politics of Northern Ireland, opposed the impositions of Rome for decades, and really, I think, set a great example for Christians everywhere in terms of having an understanding of how, yes, you can preach the gospel, you can be, you don't have to compromise with ecumenism and universalism and all this other kind of stuff, because Dr. Paisley never would. He always denounced it as the work of the devil, would have nothing to do with the idea that somehow or other there's many paths to God and that all religions are one and the same. He never said anything like that. He always denounced that kind of teaching, but was a very political figure. And, you know, we are Dr. Paisley's admonition to pray. We are right now, we are within a day, as those of you who are going to be listening to this broadcast, you're going to be listening to it right before the election on Tuesday. Some of you might be hearing it during the election, when America will be deciding one way or the other who our next president is going to be. And, you know, in my lifetime, I've never seen any election that we've had about which there has been so much attention, so much controversy. But right now it's coming down to the wire. All kinds of crazy things are happening. There was an event yesterday with Donald Trump when he was speaking in one of his rallies. And then there were shouts that somebody there had a gun and was threatening Trump, and they rushed him off the stage. Right around the same time, all these stories now, the new WikiLeaks emails are coming out, featuring stories about Hillary Clinton and her staff with John Podesta and so on, being involved in these pagan occult witchcraft rituals, where they've been involved with this this high priestess of the devil, who has these spirit cooking gatherings where they're using pig's blood and all this other kind of stuff as part of a ritual. And the whole thing is very dark. It's very evil. There are connections to Hillary Clinton, really through her staff, in all of this. But where Hillary is concerned, one of the things we're going to talk about on the program today, we're calling the show Witchcraft in the White House, because back when Bill Clinton was president, back in the 90s, it was well known that Hillary was into channeling spirits, trying to communicate with dead people. That was well known. That was something that I've talked about in years past. It was said for years that Hillary was involved in witchcraft. In fact, there is the testimony of Clinton insider Larry Nichols last year, in which he claimed that Hillary Clinton regularly attended a witch's church out in California. And this is according to a documentary called The New Clinton Chronicles. The New Clinton Chronicles. And here I'm going to play part of what Nichols says. Now, Nichols was a Clinton insider. He knew Bill and Hillary Clinton personally, and at one point filed a lawsuit against Bill Clinton. But he's been out there for years talking about the Clintons and warning about them. But here's what he said.
I know nothing about the Bohemian Grove with Bill. I know about once a month Hillary would go out to Los Angeles. And she did it so regular that it became a bit of an issue trying to, why is she always going? Bill told me that she was going out there, she and a group of women, and she would be a part of a witch's church. And, when Bill told me that, you could have hit me with a baseball bat. I tried to point out to him. He realized what had happened if that got out. Of course, my job was to make sure it didn't get out. Now, I don't know the day if Hillary still partakes in the witch ritual. I don't know that I even know what the ritual was. But for the better part of many years, Hillary would go quite often, whether it was regularly once a month or maybe once every couple of months. She would go out on a weekend simply to be a part of it.
Okay, now again, that is from the New Clinton Chronicles, a documentary that you can find online that was done back in 2015. And that is the testimony of Larry Nichols, a former Clinton insider. So he has given this testimony. We don't have any way of confirming it. However, with these WikiLeaks and all this strange stuff going on with John Podesta and this spirit cooking ceremony, ritual, and so on that's being described. But this is not the first time that you've seen these kind of connections with Hillary Clinton. There is the book called Unlimited Access, Unlimited Access, an FBI Agent Inside the Clinton White House by Gary Aldrich. Aldrich, and I'm reading now a review of the book, on Cutting Edge. Many of you know that I worked with David Bay and Cutting Edge on the Secret Mysteries series, where we did The New Atlantis, Riddles in Stone, and then Eye of the Phoenix. In that film, we are investigating the pagan and occult symbols that have been interwoven into American history, into the architecture of D.C., into the symbols on our dollar bill, etc., the pentagram that is part of the architecture of Washington, D.C. Yes, it is there. We understand it's an incomplete pentagram, but we actually explain that in Riddles and Stone if you watch the film. There's actually very, very good, well-documented reasons why it is an incomplete pentagram. And it all has to do with understanding the philosophies of the occult. And what it proves is that certainly there have been people involved in the United States government who are involved in these pagan occult beliefs, philosophies, basically the ancient mystery religion. It's important that we remember that 2,000 years ago when the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthians and he says, I tell you that the sacrifice which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. The pagan gods that Paul is confronting are gods like Zeus, Apollo, Athena, the Greco-Roman gods of the ancient world, some of which you find embedded in the architecture of Washington, D.C. You'll find them in many of the colleges and universities and so on, statues of them. And because they look very often majestic and sometimes even beautiful, if you will, nobody thinks anything of them. But they don't realize that it's those gods, those ancient pagan gods, that Paul is actually referring to as devils or representations of devils. That's the whole context of what he's saying. And why? Because they're really presenting an alternative worldview. They're counterfeiting the knowledge of good and evil, if you will. And it would take a while to explain all of that. But they would present, they represent things like wisdom and justice and virtue, etc. They represent these things. But if you study the old pagan world, they almost always corrupt them in some way. And that really shows you that these things obviously are not from God. But anyway, in the scripture, we find over and over again, as I've talked about before, going back into ancient times, going back to Ezekiel, where God brings Ezekiel to the temple and he shows him a door in the wall in the temple. It seems to be a hidden door. He's got to dig down to find it. And then behind that door, you find the ancient men, the elders in Israel, worshiping the abominations, the pagan gods of the old world, and they're doing it there in the house of the Lord, what's supposed to be the house of the Lord. They're using it to worship and bow down and have rituals and ceremonies to these pagan gods. And the point of that, brethren, is that this has been going on for thousands of years, where the leaders of countries often get involved in variant forms of devil worship. This was what happened with Ahab and his evil wife Jezebel in the Old Testament. And they turned aside unto Baal worship. And because they were consumed with Baal worship, they would turn and persecute the servants of the Lord. And Jezebel had many of them put to death. And eventually when God raises up Jehu to go and carry out a judgment against Jezebel and the entire house of Ahab, has them all wiped out. This is done. God says he's going to avenge his servants. Those who were wronged, those who were persecuted by these devil worshipers. So this is nothing new, brethren. This is something that I've said before. I just marvel at some Christian ministers, some pastors, who think that if you confront this kind of information, that somehow or other it's wrong, or, oh, you're getting involved in conspiracy theories, and that's not good if you talk about the Bohemian Grove, the fact that they're bowing down to some owl god up there in Northern California, or they've got a big giant statue of the Buddha. They've got all this pagan symbolism and ritualism going on up there. And we have some of the leading figures, political figures in our country that have gone to the Bohemian Grove. In fact, we just had General Colin Powell a short time ago. One of his emails was hacked, and he said he had just gotten back from the Bohemian Grove and that all those out at the Grove were against Donald Trump. That they think Donald Trump is a disaster and they're not going to support him. Okay? Why? Because if Trump does what he talks about doing, he will wreck the entire socialist globalist agenda in American politics. Or if he doesn't wreck all of it, he will wreck much of it or most of it. If he actually is able to do what he wants to do. If he does that. And of course, that has every reason and everything to do with why they are against him. It says, Newt Gingrich says, Trump had not been initiated into their secret society, quite directly. That's what this is about. And the reason these secret societies are secret is behind closed doors, they're often taking part in these pagan occult rituals. All right, brethren, let's go to our commercial break. We'll talk more when we come back right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part 3 in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America. Our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I've been a customer of Mountain House through one of their distributors. But now, Worldview Weekend, as of October 25th, 2016, has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. Now look, the key word here is balance. We don't put our hope in horses and chariots. We don't put our security in food and gold and silver. But it is important to be diversified and to be prepared. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. I think people ought to have a little bit put aside, as I've done since April of 2013. In case of an emergency, you get free shipping and handling, and you're supporting the general operating budget of Worldview Weekend. Just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. Before we went to the break, we started talking about Gary Aldrich and his book about an FBI agent inside the White House. Aldrich was a former FBI agent assigned to the Bush White House as the FBI liaison, and he ended up being retained in that position by the Clinton White House after Bill Clinton was elected. But part of this article, I'm just going to read briefly. This is the article from Cutting Edge that they wrote on this. David Bay over at Cutting Edge has said that Hillary Clinton is a black magic Illuminati, or that Hillary Clinton is an Illuminist witch. That's how he says it. Hillary Clinton is an Illuminist witch. Okay? And he says this, quote, Agent Aldrich observed much in the course of the nearly 3 years he spent at the Clinton White House, 1993 to 1995, that led him to a sobering conclusion, quote, the Clinton administration was a corrupt disaster beyond redemption or repair. What Agent Aldrich was referring to as corrupt were the deliberate attempts to block standard FBI background checks on White House staffers, to the blatant drug use by staffers, to the deliberate policy of allowing people without high security clearances to read top secret and above material, and the deliberate lapses of national security policy at the highest level, actions that Aldrich feared could lead to an attack on the United States by either Russia or China. Now, what's interesting is that Aldrich's book was published back in 1998, brethren, 1998. Think about that. Long before the Hillary email scandals, and long before she was ever Secretary of State, and long before she had her own email server and system and all this other kind of stuff that has caused all this controversy, where people said she was compromising national security and this kind of thing because of how she was handling her emails. Long before any of that, here you had that assertion being made by an FBI agent who worked inside the Clinton White House back in the 1990s. All right, so let's move forward with David Bay's review of Aldrich's book. And then he goes on and he says, however, Aldrich unwittingly gave us information based on his personal observances of behavior by Bill and Hillary Clinton that absolutely identifies them as the powerful practicing Illuminist witches we have always said they were. And then he goes on to describe the Christmas tree, the decoration of the Christmas tree there in the White House, and how they have the Christmas tree in what is called the Blue Room in accordance with a long-standing tradition. And this is where the First Lady decorates the Christmas tree. And he goes on and he says, quote, Aldrich was terribly shocked when he participated in the unpacking of the ornaments which were to go on the First Lady's Christmas tree. Aldrich described these ornaments as pornographic. However, we immediately recognized them as being standard occultic symbols and black magic symbols at that. And then the article goes on to describe what the symbols were. Symbols of a fertility god. Symbols of 12 lords a-leaping, but in a very pornographic manner. Okay, and I'm not going to read the details of it because it is graphic. But even things like two turtle doves. But again, a pornographic set of turtle doves. Five golden rings, but in a pornographic manner. All of these things sort of really mocking Christmas traditions and turning them into pagan, occult, pornographic symbols. And remember, the word pornographic and pornography and so on comes from the Greek word porneo, where we get the word fornication in the Bible. That's usually translated fornication in the Bible. All right, now I started our show today by playing a clip of an audio clip of Dr. Ian Paisley talking about praying and the importance of prayer. And if you go listen to that, I wish we had time to play the whole thing, but it does go on a bit. But Dr. Paisley, of course, very, very powerful preacher. But part of the reason I was inspired to do it is because with all of this controversial information now coming out about Hillary and her staff and so on, their involvement in the occult, there are stories about the victimization of underage children with this whole circle of influence around the Clintons. The situation is getting very, very dark, brethren, in terms of the stories that are coming out. And remember, a lot of these stories have been out there for years. It's just that more evidence is becoming available because of all the WikiLeaks emails and so on that are being revealed. So somebody posted a prayer of Alex Jones. Alex Jones, who typically does not pray on his program. Now, Alex has said for years that he is a Christian. But when I stopped and took the time to watch and listen to Alex's prayer, I found it powerful and very moving. Because, of course, he's been tracking down this information for years and has come upon a lot of this stuff that has provided confirmation for what many of us have believed for years. But now seeing it confirmed more and more, it's just very, very disturbing. And I wanted to play Alex Jones' prayer because I thought it was very, very powerful. Very powerful, regardless of whatever you think about Alex Jones. He's always professed to be a Christian, but listen to what he prayed on his program.
I know God's real. I know Christ is real. I know these evil people. When they hear the name Jesus Christ, they get upset. Hillary's the Washington Post admitting she'll channel any dead person but Jesus Christ. She says she won't do that. They fear the name. They know it's real. It's real for whatever reason. So we need to pray to Jesus Christ to lead God and direct us and to heal this land, if that's God's will, and to have all the truth to come out. And we've asked for revolution against tyranny. We've asked for courage in the government. We're seeing. So we ask for hedge protection upon the good people, the different agencies, and the FBI. Do the right thing. We ask for hedge protection on InfoWars and my family. It's hard, folks, going up against this. These people are pure evil. It's a spiritual battle. We pray for strength and provision as the enemy comes in like a flood and lifts us up as a standard against it. We pray in your son's precious name, Jesus Christ, for that blood on Calvary, on Golgotha, that frees us from this evil. We accept that and we take it upon ourselves to be good people and stand against evil no matter what happens. We're sorry for all we've done and not being good enough. And please just heal our land because we don't want to be ruled by Satanists to hurt children. and kill children and sell their body parts, and the communist Chinese, just look at what we've become. So I pray for an awakening, God. Please heal our land, or at least have a remnant protect us. We want to be good. We don't want to be part of these people. We're not turned over to evil. We love you, and we're sorry that we've been in a trance. Please heal us. Open our hearts and minds. Please move upon the land. We can see it already happening. In your precious son's name, his blood, Jesus Christ.
All right, now I've got to be honest. I've never heard Alex Jones pray like this and give such a clear Christian profession on his program before. Now, I don't listen to his program all the time. I usually check in when there's some event happening and that kind of thing and see what InfoWars has to say about it. I know that Alex for years has openly professed that he is a Christian and so on. And I will say, you know, he years ago carried our series on the Secret Mysteries series that dealt with Freemasonry and Rosicrucian, that kind of thing. But he also carried A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible, which is, you know, as anybody who has seen it knows, that is a very clear Christian message. It's the history of the Bible, but we're definitely preaching the gospel there as well. And Alex had me on the program, and we talked about it and so on. They carried it for a while over at InfoWars. So, there, you know, Alex definitely supports Christianity. I've never heard him before this make such a clear profession of faith and to cry out in prayer like this. And I was glad to hear him lift up the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because if there's any help for our country, brethren, it's going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be by lifting up prayer to him. As the Bible says, the horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. We need the power of God on our side. That's what we need. All right, brethren, we are going to have to stop it there. That is it for us today. That's our show. But we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.